Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm delighted to be able to sit with you and give you instruction. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. We're going to start soon. So get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor or in a chair. And if you are in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to share with you a little bit more about the Noble Eightfold Path, as you may or may not be aware. In recent weeks, we have been looking at each step of the so-called Noble Eightfold Path, which are the eight steps that the Buddha outlined for attaining liberation from suffering. So you don't have to go back and get caught up, however. You're welcome to, but there's no need. You can just jump in right here. If you're brand new to the Open Heart Project, or you've just haven't listened for a little while, no problem. We can start right here. The first six are the following: right view, right intention, right speech, right livelihood, right action, and right effort. The seventh is right mindfulness. And mindfulness, as we all know, is having its moment in the sun, which is fantastic. I hope that moment is very long. And here, mindfulness doesn't mean practicing meditation exactly right. Here, right mindfulness means something very spacious and playful and creative. Right mindfulness means being aware, this is how I would say it, not just of what is in the foreground, which in this case perhaps is this person named me who's sitting here talking to you, but also simultaneously what is going on in the background, not just what's behind me right here, but what is the environment that I'm in as you look at me feel like to you? Does it feel anything warm, or I don't like it, or I do like it? And what is the environment that you are in? Not how would you describe it, but how does it feel to be in there? And how does it feel to be you right now? Right mindfulness is a dance of awareness swirling among all of these things. And that may at first, or at least it did to me, sound complicated, like I have to pay attention to this and that and this and that, a little overwhelming. But as you practice on the cushion, it becomes very natural to practice off the cushion, this sense of 360 view. Once Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche, the Tibetan meditation master who brought forth the Shambhala teachings, the lineage I practice in, and they are amazing. Once, and I think I may be paraphrasing a little bit, but I read this, once he showed his students a picture of a cloud. You know, a picture of outside, there's a cloud in the sky. He showed them the picture of the cloud. And he said, "What is this? What is this a picture of?" And they said, "A cloud?" He said, "This is a picture of the sky." So there's this sense that when you see the cloud, you also sense the sky. And there would be no ability to see the cloud if there weren't a sky. It would just look like a weird white blob. So the background gives rise, in a sense, to the foreground, or at least is inseparable from it. If one wasn't here, the other wouldn't appear in the same way. I hope that doesn't sound too esoteric or weird. Trying to think of a real life example that might be useful. Well, you know, have you ever been able to sense someone's mood without them actually telling you, "I'm in a crappy mood" or "I'm in a great mood"? You sit down and talk to someone, maybe you know them and you don't, and you get this feeling, this person is on edge, or this person is feeling strong or grumpy, or whatever it might be. How did you get that? You got that, one could say, through right mindfulness. Nobody told it to you. Nobody wrote it on a note and handed it to you. You felt it in the environment and you took it in. So you can already do right mindfulness. I love how it's described, as I was reading this morning, in The Myth of Freedom, a book by Chogyam Trungpa that's awesome and that explains the Noble Eightfold Path. He describes it as a kind of dance, that when you do it, you don't have to be afraid of anything. I suppose what he means by that is you're not blocking anything out. You're letting everything in. So there's no hidden places where something sneaky might be hiding to get you. Your undefendedness makes you completely defended. I will stop there. I don't want to get too esoteric, and I know we want to get to our practice. Don't turn the tape off right now. Let's practice for 10 minutes. Oopsie. Here we go. Please sit up straight. Let there be a sense of elegance and upliftedness in the upper torso, in the torso, I guess there is no upper torso. And let there be a sense of rootedness and stability in the lower part of the body. From the waist down, feel rooted and solid. And from the waist up, feel light and uplifted. The hands can rest on the legs, palms down. Let the shoulders relax. Let the belly soften. Let the heart soften. The mouth is closed. The breath is in and out through the nose naturally. The eyes are open and the gaze is soft and cast down to a comfortable spot. Close your eyes for a moment and let your eyeballs relax. Now open the eyes and try to maintain that same sense of relaxation in the eyes. The crown reaches up. Place your attention on your breath. Follow the in-breath in and allow yourself to be carried out on the out-breath. At the end, the next in-breath will just happen. You don't have to try. And just begin again, swaying with your own breath, in and out. Let your thoughts be whatever they are, it doesn't matter. Imagine they're happening somewhere over here, and right here is your breath. But if you become distracted by thought, no problem, no problem. It gives you a chance to practice letting go, coming back, and taking a fresh start, and maybe a cat will appear. So we'll practice together. You can practice too, or you have to sit down. Yes. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing together. And thank you for practicing with a cat. You can't see him right now. I'll see you next week.